Unit 25, Part 1. 721. We should settle the dispute through negotiations without resorting to legal proceedings. 722. We prefer to resolve disputes by amicable, non-binding conciliation between the two parties. 723. As a matter of fact, most disputes can be settled in a friendly way, with a view to developing a long-term relationship. 724. All disputes in connection with this contract shall be settled through friendly negotiation. 725. Personally, I should say it's so much better to resolve the dispute through friendly negotiations between ourselves. 726. Friendly negotiation is the best way to settle the dispute between us if there is any. 727. Where do you want to have the arbitration held? 728. As far as the place for arbitration is concerned, the customary practice is to hold arbitration in the country of the defendant. 729. If we submit the case for arbitration, the place for arbitration is to be in Japan, and if you submit the case for arbitration, the place for arbitration is to be in China. 730. If the buyer is the plaintiff, the arbitration shall take place in Beijing. 731. The members of this arbitration association are professionally competent and in a position to arbitrate that sort of case arising from the quality inspection of the medical equipment. 732. Generally speaking, all the fees for arbitration shall be borne by the losing party, unless otherwise awarded by the court. 733. The decision made by the Arbitration Commission shall be accepted as final and binding upon both parties. 734. The losing party shall bear the cost for arbitration according to the contract. 735. We require you to compensate us with an amount of losses totaling £748,000 caused by your failure to execute the contract and with all the expenses arising from this arbitration. Part 2. 736. If any dispute should arise over the inspection, we may submit it for arbitration. 737. If you are not prepared to compensate our loss, we suggest the case be submitted for arbitration. 738. The dispute shall be submitted for arbitration by a mutually nominated arbitrator. 739. We may discuss to agree upon a temporary arbitral body when needed. 740. If no settlement can be reached between the two parties, the case under dispute shall be submitted to the third party accepted by both parties for arbitration. 741. In case of any dispute, and no settlement can be reached through friendly negotiations, then we can submit the case to an international arbitration organization for arbitration. 742. It's better to submit the case for arbitration to a temporary arbitration court. 743. We think that the court, consisting of arbitrators from both sides, must be fair and able to handle the dispute without bias or partiality. 744. Since this dispute is not negotiable, it is necessary to resort to arbitration. 745. If you don't accept our propositions, we might submit the matter to arbitration. 746. We should include an arbitration clause in the contract. 747. You needn't worry about that. There is an arbitration clause in the contract. 748. Shall we discuss the arbitration clause now? 749. It's best to attempt to settle disputes without involving arbitration. 750. We are now applying formally to the Arbitration Commission for arbitration of this dispute.